Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Very good morning. This is the kickoff. Brand new sweepers there. Neil Atkinson joins me. Do you hear
very,
that?
Very flash.
It's sort of trendy, a bit like Radio City 96.7.
The kickoff.
It's sort of a merging of sort of trendy pop music and general conversation.
That's what I'm in it for, Steve. I think that's on my business cards.
Let's have a look at Daniel Sturridge, who's on the back of the Daily Mirror today.
Very handsome.
Who, Daniel Sturridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got
gorgeous.
A bit of a thing for Daniel?
He's gorgeous.
Do you think so?
It's like Prince.
Never really looked at that before. He's well groomed, isn't he?
But very well groomed.
Sturridge cops out is the headline today. No one else has really gone with this. I don't know where Darren Lewis has got his story from. Maybe he's an insider in the camp. Maybe he knows Daniel Sturridge. Who knows? Liverpool striker set to ignite £28 million tussle he's looking to leave Anfield now. No,
it's a very specific figure, £28 million, isn't it?
Well, that was one of the things I was going to get onto. Where'd you get his price tag from?
£28 million.
The other thing is, I don't think it would be a surprise, would it, at all, if it happened. I don't think any of us would go.
I'd be surprised.
Would you?
Yeah.
You see, I wouldn't.
We haven't got Mane. We're trying to win the league. Daniel Sturridge would like to win the league. The idea that you only have 11 footballers is mania. The idea that you only have 11 really good ones is equally mad.
This may not be before the end of the season, though, might it? We're looking at European football
next season. Yeah. To play the way we play, with the intensity we play at, to do that week in, week out, we're going to need a minimum of 5 very good forwards. Very, very good forwards. And at the minute, we've got 5 and Danny Ings recuperating. I'd be really surprised. I'd certainly be really surprised if it happened in January. I'd be slightly less surprised if it happened in the summer. But even then, I still don't think Daniel Sturridge gets a better club than Liverpool. And I don't think Liverpool get a better Daniel Sturridge than Daniel Sturridge. So I would never do it.
There's a time in every player's life where they want to play football.
This isn't about Klopp.
This is about Sturridge himself.
That could happen this season. Mane's going to have a period of time out. It's mad to think that Coutinho, Firmino, and Mane are not going to get an injury at some point. And then when they do, then he gets his opportunity and he plays. The thing at the moment is he can't say it's unfair he's not playing, and I don't think he would. And you saw his attitude when he came on against Watford in a game that was theoretically dead, and for half an hour was fantastic off the bench and showed every single reason why he'd quite like to get on as soon as possible and why it wouldn't be a bad thing if he got on regularly as soon as possible. But Liverpool, you know, coming up, I mean, I was actually pulling together our Anfield rap schedules for the next few weeks. And Daniel Sturridge, if he doesn't get 4 of the next 7 games, or 4 of the next 8 games,
I'd be really surprised.
Yeah, yeah, because if you've got Daniel Sturridge on the bench, why do you take a risk, for instance, midweek away at Middlesbrough, and not start him, and keep it fresh and put someone in there? So we play Middlesbrough 2 days. There's a 2-day gap between we play West Ham at home, 2 days, we play Middlesbrough. And then there's a gap, and then we play Everton, we play Stoke, Man City and Sunderland. They're 3 games, all within 6 days of one another. I'd have thought he'll get at least one of them, if not two. You go right the way back. He's obviously going to play against Leeds. I think there's every chance he starts this weekend against Southampton. If when the manager gets his Brazilian lads back, he has a little look at them and goes, these lads don't look quite as fresh as I'd like. Going right the way through this, there's tons of opportunities for him. And then when he gets an opportunity, he's going to have to grab it. But that's the way football should be. And if we get to next summer, he decides he'd rather have an absolute nailed on starting berth somewhere else than Liverpool, likely, not necessarily guaranteed, but likely to have Champions League football, that's fine. You then move that. That's when that decision becomes a decision. But the idea that right now, if you're Daniel Sturridge and make a decision to go to West Ham or Stoke,
Well, they're strange destinations, aren't they?
They're awful destinations. I mean, you know, and it shows the sort of the casual laziness around Daniel Sturridge. For instance, I was told that there was a pundit on another radio station this morning who was saying he wants to go back home to London. He's from Birmingham, mate. You know what I mean? But there's so much laziness around the chat around Daniel Sturridge. And I'll say this, no one's talking about the Chelsea centre-forward, Batshuayi, who they've spent £36 million for in the summer, and who literally cannot get on. You know what I mean? He's on the bench every week. He doesn't get more than 10 minutes. No one's talking about that because we accept that Chelsea get to have big players sitting on the bench. Whereas there's an issue around Liverpool and with Liverpool supporters where we get uncomfortable, and we always have done. It goes back to Fowler and Owen. You know, we get uncomfortable with the idea that there's quality on the bench. We need quality on the bench. We're trying to win a league here.
Is that issue more in Sturridge's own head as opposed to in supporters' heads?
I'd like to think it's in Sturridge's head. He should want to play regular football every week.
Well, absolutely. But is Sturridge one of those, and these players do exist, where they have to start games. In their minds, they have to be number one.
That's all number nines. I don't see what the issue is. Michael Owen felt he had to start every game for Liverpool. Robbie Fowler felt he had to start every game for Liverpool. They both didn't. They felt they had to start every single game.
So then there becomes a cut-off point where they certainly start, you know, killing themselves a little bit more about the fact that they're not regularly
involved. But then that's down to the fact that a manager needs to say, lads, this is a big club. You want to play in a European Cup final? You want to play in a European Cup final? Stay here. Because so I'll get you into a European Cup final. And then if you're playing well enough, you take your opportunities when they come up, you'll get to play in a European Cup final. There's no... We're not sitting around, for instance, and wondering whether or not Isco's happy at Real Madrid. He can't get on. But we're presuming that he's at Real Madrid. You look at Barcelona's bench. Barcelona's bench is really, really strong. Yep, every now and again there might be a bit of churn. People might move on. At the minute, Rooney's not getting his game for Manchester United. But
is that a bit different if you're Isco at Real Madrid? Because you're already at a club that's winning things constantly. Whereas at Liverpool, they're sort of partly on the up, aren't they?
The only way in which you become a club winning things constantly is by having really good footballers.
Yeah, but
on the
is
bench.
It easier for Isco to be on the bench at Real Madrid sure than Sturridge to be on the bench
an
at Liverpool?
Sell, but that's why you've got to do. You've got to sell correctly. You've got to explain to the player, well, this is what we want next season, Daniel. We think we're going to win the league this season. You're still going to be integral in that. We've got tons and tons of games coming up. You're coming off the bench and having a real impact, and in the meantime, you'll get your starts. We're still in all three competitions. We're top of the league. Next season we think we're going to be playing European football. You're going to get an absolute ton of games. You're going to get loads and loads of football. For me, this isn't complicated. And I think it's, you know, I'm not going to say...
Do you think it's complicated for Daniel?
No, I think he wants to play football every week.
Do you think
week.
He wants to stay? If he goes, do you think it's his decision or Jurgen's?
I think it'll be a bit of both. I think that he's under contract at Liverpool, and if the Liverpool manager doesn't feel as though it's worth his time and effort to convince him to stay. But I don't think... I would be surprised. I'd be stunned if he went in January, and it'd be close to negligence to let him go in January from Liverpool's point of view.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So that's January sorted, and then you look into next summer. And then when you look at next summer, I would say if Liverpool are in the process of achieving the ambitions that we all hope they do, and certainly given the basis of the start for this season, I'd say it'd be pretty close to negligence to let him go then as well. Because I just don't think you get, if you're Liverpool at the moment, a better Daniel Sturridge. The summer after that... I could see, certainly if it still hasn't gone as everybody might like, I can see that you can put an argument together and it's Sturridge's last contract of his career, so on and so forth, where you could maybe go, okay. But Liverpool next season should be hoping to play 65 games. If Liverpool are hoping to play 65 games, they will want elite forwards playing in all 65 of them. No passengers whatsoever. And the only way in which you're going to do that isn't by having only three, if you're going to play three up front. It's by having five. And that's what you're going to have to do. It's what Liverpool are going
to
have to do.
Right, so to play devil's advocate, if you're Daniel Sturridge and you're there and you're going to get loads of games, as you say, that's great. But if you're Daniel Sturridge, do you get to start the biggest games if everyone's fit?
That depends on how well you play when you get your opportunity. That's the key thing.
Well, could you see that?
Yeah.
Could you see it getting to the stage where...
Of course, yeah.
So even now, could you see him being in contention for the biggest games?
Yes.
Yeah?
Of course. So all he's got to do is, next time he gets an opportunity to start a league game, score two goals. The manager can't drop you. The manager can't drop you. Three, we go into next week. You're bang two in. Okay, great. So I'm starting next week. You're starting next week. Yeah, great. Fully fit. Yep. Flying. Training. Yep. Getting everything right. Yep. Attitude spot on. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. So you're starting. So I've now got Jurgen Klopp. I've got a selection headache. I've got to make a decision. But this lad just scored two goals for me. The issue he's got at the minute, and I actually think I think one of the issues that the manager's got at the minute is, for instance, Phil Coutinho's form, because I think he was looking at trying to drop Phil Coutinho, and might have thought about dropping Coutinho back into midfield, but instead he's putting the ball in the back of the net. If you're Sturridge watching that game against Watford, he's an intelligent man, and he can see Liverpool's front three is working perfectly, and they're all chipping in with goals. Where does he get his opportunity? Well, it's very, very difficult to see where. But all that needs to happen is one of the Brazilians doesn't come back quite right from this massive trip away, and suddenly starting against Southampton, Daniel Sturridge scores two. Okay, great. Next weekend, we've got Sunderland at home. Daniel Sturridge scores a hat-trick. Okay, Daniel, what's going to happen is we're going to rest you for the Leeds game. Someone else is going to come in because we want to keep you fresh for the next league game. That's all that needs to happen, because that's the only way it works. If it works any other way, then the whole thing's in real trouble. As long as when he gets an opportunity, he takes it. And that's why you could see he was desperate to score against Watford, not least to get his first league goal of the season. But also he came on, he showed the absolute spot-on attitude, the spot-on level, the spot-on work rate, and the application and the quality was terrific. It was one of the best half-an-hour substitute appearances you'll ever see. And it deserved to be crowned not just with a goal, but arguably with a hat-trick.
Right, Darren Lewis writes in the Mirror today, several clubs have been made aware that Sturridge has accepted he is not wanted by Reds boss Jurgen Klopp. It's either brilliant journalism, and he's aware of several clubs being told that this is a player for sale, or it's lazy journalism.
How's he been made? How have these clubs been made aware? Who's made them aware?
Agents.
Agents. That's the process.
Presumably that's how the process only, works these days.
Great.
Isn't it?
So only Darren Lewis knows, and no one else knows. No one else who's speaking to agents knows. No one else finds out. I'm not saying for a second. There'll be people around Daniel Sturridge in the way in which there's people around every footballer who'll be making a few noises here and there who will be saying they quite like him to be playing football. That happens to every footballer who doesn't play. That happens as a constant thing. So there'll be people making those sorts of noises and making those sorts of noises quite conceivably to Darren Lewis. I'm not saying for a second he's made it up. I'm saying that there'll be people in what you want to call the Sturridge camp, the Weiss, you know, there's a Firmino camp, there's a Coutinho camp, there's a Mane camp, I'm sure. There'll be people in the Sturridge camp who are wondering why Daniel's not getting games and want him to get games.
You don't hear about their camps, though, do you?
You don't know. And the reason
their camps are virtually non-existent.
Isn't that a really interesting thing? Isn't that a really interesting thing?
It says a lot about individuals, mate.
I don't think it does. I think it says a lot about the way in which individuals are perceived. We feel it's back to the fact that Daniel Sturridge is from London when he's not. He's from Birmingham. It's down. It's back to the fact that there's tons and tons of disinformation
perceived.
That circles around.
What, he's perceived he's from London?
No, perceived. There's lots and lots of perceptions around Daniel Sturridge that just aren't true, but it suits people to make
noises. So where have they come from?
I think they come from largely from the recesses of people's own imagination, and they get exaggerated out of all proportion.
We're talking about Liverpool Sturridge, fans or other fans.
I'm talking about everybody, and I'm talking about the media. Daniel Sturridge pulls a face because he doesn't get on. That sounds. Steven Gerrard used to pull faces all the time. Mm. Used to pull faces all the time about managerial decisions. Sometimes they'd be highlighted and sometimes they wouldn't be. But Daniel Sturridge pulls a face and it's, oh, Daniel Sturridge's attitude's terrible. And then the next time Daniel Sturridge plays for Liverpool, his attitude's absolutely spot on. But now there's a conversation around Daniel Sturridge's attitude. The perceptions around Sturridge are hugely significant, I think, and they're significant to what they tell us about our society. So Sturridge has a camp. Nobody else has a camp. That's nonsense. That's absolutely nonsense. This happens a lot, though, to English players. Gerrard used to have a camp. Noises out of the Gerrard camp suggest he's unhappy with Rafa Benitez's substitutions of Fernando Torres at the weekend.
But you said he had a camp.
That's what people say. That's what people say.
Right.
Players have people around them, family members, agents, friends, who talk all the time, gossip, because gossip's a big thing.
And will exist anywhere, won't it?
And it'll exist around every footballer.
But it will be more heightened within a player who's got certain sort of hurdles to jump.
Possibly, but I think it's more heightened around English footballers and around a certain strata of English footballer and around a certain class of English footballer. And if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, Steve, and I didn't really want to go there, but I will, certain colours of English footballer. And that's an issue. And genuinely, there is, I think, one of the reasons why there's an issue, why there's perceived to be issues around attitudes on Sturridge and attitudes, and why there was perceived to be issues and still are perceived to be issues around attitudes on Sterling, is because of the colour of the skin. And I think that this is something which seeps through into the media and it seeps through into the public consciousness, and it's an ongoing problem. And, you know, so let's be clear about it and say that I think that that's one of the issues that you have. And that's why, for instance, there's people on the radio who are paid to know things about football who act as though Daniel Sturridge is from London when he's not. He's from Birmingham. Why do you act like he's from London? Because there's more black people in London. That's straightforward. And that's how lazy so many of these people are, that they just go, well, he must want to go back to London. He's never lived in London, mate.
I've not really thought about that side of it, but the whole camps thing I've thought about, and you're quite right about the Steven Gerrard-esque and his camp.
Steven Gerrard's camp
massively existed.
Raheem Sterling had a camp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is where.
But Philip Coutinho doesn't have a camp.
Philip Coutinho doesn't have a camp.
Doesn't even have a buyout clause in his contract. There's no camp.
But
there.
I bet Sturridge hasn't got a buyout clause in his contract. James Milner hasn't got a buyout clause in his contract. This is where we end up, and this is where we make these lads' lives very, very difficult indeed. And genuinely, there will be people around Philip Coutinho right
now. Have Liverpool fans made Daniel Sturridge's life harder?
No, I don't think they have particularly. I don't think any more or any less than anybody else.
Is he very much in their hearts?
I don't know about that. I think he is for someone, he isn't for others. I think that's a complex thing, and I think that again comes down to about 25 different factors, but one of which is cultural and another one of which is racial. But I think that there will be people in the Philip Coutinho camp who would quite like Philip Coutinho to move to Barcelona. But there might be that there's other people in the Philip Coutinho camp who would quite like Philip Coutinho to stay at Liverpool because they can see that he's happy and he's settled and his family's happy and settled. And they can see that also that he took a gamble once and went to Inter Milan when he was a young lad and made a big move, and that there wasn't anything that came out the other side of that move for him, and Liverpool rescues him. But there will be people in the Philip Coutinho camp, insofar as the fact that if we want to say what a camp is, it's friends, it's advisors, it's family, and it's these people who are trying to sort of say to somebody, this is what I think you should or shouldn't do with your career.
Okay, so you mentioned the Philip Coutinho sort of constant links. We haven't got a lot of time left, but I saw some more quotes yesterday from another player. So this time it was Neymar saying we were sort of born to play together. Is this a product of the camp? Is this just a product of the players messing around? Is this just
both? All these things, none of these things. It could be...
You can't get rid of Camps, let's face it.
No, you can't, so you've just got to sort of accept that this is one of the things that you've got. So, would Neymar quite like Philippe Coutinho to move to Barcelona? Quite possibly. Will that happen? I don't think this happens next summer either. Certainly doesn't happen in January. I don't think it happens next summer. It wouldn't surprise me if Coutinho ends up with a new deal next summer, and then it's the summer after he might choose to go. Mm. It's perfectly natural if he wants to go. He might well prefer to live life in Barcelona or in Spain for a period of time, given his Brazilian background, speaks Portuguese, probably speaks Spanish, but possibly like that opportunity if it comes up to him. I'm sure if you ask a young Philippe Coutinho, a 16-year-old, whether or not he'd like to play for Barcelona or Real Madrid, he probably says yes. So that'll be there as an ambition for him, and that's fine. That's literally how football works. I think Liverpool have got to be really, really careful in general about breaking up what's already working. And I'm quite certain that Jurgen Klopp is. For instance, there was reports Liverpool turned down $20 million for Danny Ings in the summer. And I think one of the things that tells you is that if the players are doing what the manager wants them to do, are approaching the work like the manager wants them to approach it, then I don't think there'll be any rush for Liverpool to sell anybody. Not least because the manager, how much do you talk about time on the training pitch? Well, he's got a group of lads now, many of whom he's had 12 months with on a training pitch. So why would he choose to get rid of the ones who are good at football in any way, even if a mega offer comes in, to then have to get someone else in to then get used to everything that he wants them to do? He might add people as he goes, but I think he'd very much be one in, give it 6 months, give it 12 months, one out. You know, think about the way in which United, for instance, bought Berbatov, gave him a season before letting Ronaldo go. They knew that Berbatov was in many senses going to end up replacing Ronaldo. I think that's what I'd be looking out for next summer. I think you'll see Liverpool go into the market, possibly get one or two very, very good players next summer, and that those one or two very, very good players could eventually end up replacing Sturridge or Coutinho or, insert name here, Emre Can. That's the way in which Liverpool will go about their business now, because they're in a position to be able to do that. There's no financial pressure on them, not least because of what went on last season, and also there's the young lads coming through.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.